Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden touring hurricane damage in Florida. New York wants federal funds to house illegal migrants. Homicide surge in Portland, Oregon. Scooby-Doo goes woke. Also ahead, murder and the progressive left. But first, Joe Biden meeting with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The two will assess hurricane damage near Fort Myers before holding a briefing with FEMA and first responders. Hurricane Ian smashed into southwest Florida, as you know, last Wednesday. At least 105 people are dead, $70 billion in damage. Ian, now the deadliest hurricane to hit Florida since 1935. And today, the government is functioning the way it should. Both state and federal should bring relief to the poor people adversely affected in Florida. New York Governor Hochul asking for a federal bailout to cope with illegal immigration. The Democrat telling Bloomberg News, quote, we need a federal solution. We need federal facilities, federal staff to help to supplement the city. Texas Governor Abbott has bused 10,000 migrants into New York City since April because Hochul and other New York elected officials are sanctuary city people. So if you want a sanctuary city, Governor, you can't be asking for bailouts. Just my two cents. Crime in Portland, Oregon, out of control. It's a beautiful city. At one time, it was peaceful. Now it is not. The city's murder rate up 275% in the last 2 years. Police confirming at least 75 homicides since January 1st of this year. That figure was just 20 2 years ago. Four people killed in Portland on Sunday. Despite the spike in crime, far-left Mayor Ted Wheeler insists the real problem is police accountability. What a moron. I'm sorry. There's no other word for it. Producers behind the new Scooby-Doo movie confirming the character Velma is a lesbian. The Halloween film Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo shows Velma smitten with a female fashion designer. Back in a moment with Murder on the Left. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As has been widely reported, far-left politicians are allowing violent mayhem in America. Case in point. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, one of the worst. Homicides in the city of brotherly love have more than doubled since Krasner has been in office. So a journalist confronted him.
But maybe it's not working.
It is working. The reality is that
there's 1,000 people killed in 20 months.
It is working. The reality is, when you look at all these different jurisdictions, we have had a devastating blow from the pandemic, and there is absolutely no correlation between being progressive or traditional and the rate of crime. These states in the United States that have a rate of homicide that is 40% higher are MAGA states. They are Trump states. I'll say it again. The rate of homicide in Trump states, as compared to Biden states, take all 50 of them, is 40% higher.
You know, Republicans say the opposite. It's all the blue cities.
Republicans lie. I mean, let's just get down to it. Republicans lie.
Of course, Krasner is, I'm not going to say he's lying. Let's say he's spinning. So he uses a state like Alaska, very low population, run by Republicans. Yeah, it has a high murder rate, primarily because of the indigenous communities. So he just takes stuff out of context. The truth is, and Crasser would never admit the truth because he is not an honest individual, in my opinion. The truth is, the 10 states with the highest murder rates are rural, but most of the actual murders occur in the big cities. And the 10 most dangerous cities are all controlled by Democrats. They are Milwaukee, Oakland, Kansas City, Camden, New Jersey, St. Louis, Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit. Likewise, astronomical violence in Chicago, New York City, LA, all Democrat control. Back to Larry Krasner. 1,000 people have been killed in Philadelphia since January 2021. He says it's because of COVID. It's ridiculous. 3,000 have been shot on his watch. Violent felonies up 33%. Armed robberies up 60%. Home invasions up 50% in Philadelphia. But Krasner and other progressive DAs, many funded by George Soros, will never admit the truth. They believe violent criminals should not be harshly punished because their actions were enabled by a corrupt country, the USA. That's right. These loons believe the predators are not really the problem. The country is. It forces them into lives of crime. That is the philosophy behind the progressive left. And in cities from coast to coast, poor Black Americans are dying in record numbers. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new bestseller, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago today, a film called Dr. No premiered in London. Based on a book by Ian Fleming, moviegoers were riveted by a suave super spy known as 007. Here is the story behind Bond, James Bond. The character first appeared in the 1953 novel Casino Royale. Bond was conceived as a Cold Warrior operative. The British spy used the latest gadgets, thwarted Soviet agents, brought international gangsters to justice, and of course pursued beautiful women. On October 5th, 1962, James Bond hit the big screen with Sean Connery in the starring role. The reviews for Dr. No were no. Time magazine called it a blithering blunder, a great big hairy marshmallow featuring a star, Connery, who seems more than silly, unquote, Time magazine. The Vatican also didn't like Dr. No. The Catholic Church released a statement a week after the film premiered, saying Dr. No is a dangerous mixture of violence, vulgarity, sadism, and sex. Wow. Since James Bond's debut, seven actors have worn the tuxedo. Connery, David Niven, George Lazenby, Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. The search is now underway for a new James Bond. In total, the franchise consists of 26 feature films. The most successful at the box office all belong to Daniel Craig. Top three, Quantum of Solace, Spectre, Skyfall. The biggest flops, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, that's Lazenby, The Man with the Golden Gun, and dead last in the box office sweepstakes, Dr. No. That first film made just $16 million in the USA. And here's something else you might not know. Things have changed a lot since James Bond first appeared in the 1960s. Fans are now asking, has 007 gone woke? The last Bond movie, I don't remember its name, was dreadful. And now, producers behind the next film say Bond will become more sensitive. Oy. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.